Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's the Big K Morning Show with Larry Richard on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. 82 million people expected to travel at least 50 miles for this holiday weekend, a record, and 18 million of those by air. Pittsburgh International, brand new. One of the things that I advise after we broadcast live last Tuesday, and we talked about it last half hour, Paul, is to figure out where you're going to park. You can go online, flypittsburgh.com, and you can make sure it's easy to navigate to get to the new terminal. Well,
there are thousands more parking spaces than there were before.
6,000 more.
Right, and so you have a lot of choices.
You do. But it will be, for some people, a little confusing when you're pulling up to the airport to say, okay, where do I need to go? If you're going extended, you still need to park out where, or long term.
We've already been doing it all along, yeah.
So that part's easy. They've added, I believe, 12 new shuttle buses. They built some new wait stations, and they're heated. So But then you get to the airport, I mean, it takes an extra, you know, few minutes in terms of being on a shuttle and going to the airport.
But then on the other hand, you're paying a much lower daily rate. If you're going to be away for a few days, it makes sense to be out there.
And there is a giant surface lot that's right in front of the airport, which is super convenient.
And you parked there, right?
I did, but it seemed like short-term prices in terms of how much it's going to cost. That you should find out in advance, okay, am I just picking somebody up and I want to go in to help them with their bags, or am I pulling up to the terminal, or are you dropping somebody off? That part is pretty easy.
And you were there for like 5 or 6 hours?
Right.
And your charge was $25?
Yes, on that surface lot. Now, granted, I was one of the first people there, and so we parked early, and it was, you know, easy to navigate at that time of day, but it was a little pricey. So that's my cheat code if you're flying. Just know where you're going to park, where you want to park, based on how long you're going to stay. Are you, if you're leaving your car for days, then you need to consider those long-term or extended lots.
And I haven't looked at the Pittsburgh International website. They call it flypittsburgh.com, but I'm sure that they have an extensive explanation of the different places you can park, and I would assume also what they charge.
Yeah, it's actually a great resource. It gives you, there is parking, flypittsburgh.com, and you just click on the parking. Rates as low as $8 a day.
And that's the ones out in the middle of nowhere.
In the shuttle lots. Terminal lot, $19 a day. Drive-up rate of $25 a day. So,
so that's what you got.
I think I maxed out.
Then there's the terminal garage, and it's pricey, but it's very high tech.
It's $35 a day. It's a 3 to 5 minute walk to the terminal. So you're literally right there.
Yeah. And when you pull into this terminal garage, this new one, there are signs that will show you how many spaces are available on each of the five levels as you get to each level. And then when you drive into that level, you'll see a green light will indicate above a parking place that it's available. So you can see all the way from the very beginning of where you're starting out at in the garage. You can see something clear down at the end of the line. There's a green light. That means you're parked there.
There's a free wait lot, free for the first hour. A holding lot only, no terminal access, but people that are trying to time picking people up primarily, there's a free whole lot. So you can go on flypittsburgh.com and they kind of lay it out. And then
you can even book on here, I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's an executive lot for Marty Griffin.
The 1%ers will pay about $50.
Yeah. $49 and change.
They used to have a concierge or like what do they call it? A valet service. I don't know if they're continuing that or not.
But here's what that surface lot that I mentioned is 3 to 5 minute walk. The terminal lot in the garage, the terminal garage is 3 to 5 minute walk. The executive lot is 3 to 5 minute walk. So financially.
And they say from the shuttle lot all the way out there. And the times that I've used it, I've wound up parking almost at the very periphery of that lot, but they're saying that's a 10-minute shuttle journey to the terminal. That's not bad.
Correct. So that's one of the cheat codes. That my advice is, it's just know where you want to park. It'll save yourself some aggravation when you get there.
If you're going to stay in the shuttle lot, I would say you're looking at 15 to 20 minutes from the time you get out of your vehicle until you get into the terminal. That's not too bad.
No, and since they built these heated things, and I'm trying to look for...
And by the way, this $8 a day rate on the shuttle lot, I didn't recognize that this was a new twist, but apparently, if you just drive up, you're going to pay $12 a day. But if you book online ahead of time, you can go down to $8.
And how about this? 13 minutes after 6, you know what the wait time is at TSA? 4 minutes.
I'm not surprised.
And if you have TSA pre-check, there's no wait.
Yep.
You walk right up. So
I wonder if they have a dedicated line for the first class passengers as well. They did at the old airport. I'm assuming they will.
I used to go through the no class line.
No, when you get an upgrade and you've got that boarding pass, you're sitting up front. I mean, it's a breeze getting through TSA at that point.
Remember Rodney Dangerfield? He's trying to get a date. He's going back to school, right? He's trying to get a date with a professor.
Oh, Sally Kellerman.
Yes.
I love that movie.
He goes, how about breakfast? She goes, oh, I'm sorry, I have class. All right, then lunch. I have class then too. Oh, how about dinner? I'm sorry, I have a night class. He says, call me when you have no class. All right, one other.
You can tell that came straight out of his prep notes for stand-up. But it's a great joke.
Yeah, it still holds up. All right, so kind of filled you in on the travel by air. Now, travel by car, you're going to encounter some snow if you travel north. Even north of I-80, anticipation is that there could be up to 8 inches of snowfall there. So that's significant up in the Erie area, that corridor along the lakes. So this system is coming up. It's going to come through the Midwest, and it's going to brush us to the north.
We're talking about Thanksgiving here.
Yeah.
Right?
Here in the city and part south, on Thanksgiving, it's just going to be cold and windy, 35 the high, and we're enjoying temperatures in the mid-50s today.
So the airports that could be affected by this are, to me, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Chicago, Detroit. Those are the biggies. Yes. Maybe Cleveland.
And, again, you can go to Fly Pittsburgh or if you are traveling by air, it's wise to download your airline's app And
by the way,
sign up for the text messaging for
how cold is it going to get? All right. Well, here we're going to get down around freezing. There's a low in the 20s here on, I think, Friday night and Saturday night. But back in my hometown, it's going to get to -2 for overnight lows on Saturday and Sunday. That's how cold it's going to be.
That's why you don't live there anymore.
North Dakota, Minnesota, the same story. Probably the Upper Peninsula in Michigan.
Beautiful as it is.
Freeze-dried.
Morning Show with Larry Richard on the Voice of Pittsburgh. 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Listen for the drive at 5. These are the top stories driving the day's news with Colin Dunlap. Weekday afternoons brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Right after the news at 7, Paul, we're going to have the athletic director of the University of Pittsburgh, Alan Green, visit. And in the meantime, we have an opportunity to give away a family pack of 4 tickets to Friday night's basketball game. 412-922-1020.
And who are they playing? Do we know?
We'll take caller number 7, 412.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
922-1020. Casey, you good to go? We'll take caller 7.
Quick peek here. That would be...
Oh, you mean who?
Yeah. Ohio State.
Yeah. So
that'll be good.
Very good. 7 o'clock at the Pete, Ohio State comes to University of Pittsburgh, and you can be there. So caller number 7, and anxious to talk to Alan Green. We do this in the pregame every week and kind of get a state of the university, which is interesting in and of itself. But when you're winning football games like the Panthers are, with a chance to win 9 games this season and still the possibility of an ACC championship. They need a little help, but they got to beat Miami. That's a noon kickoff this Saturday at Acrisure.
Now, if they do beat Miami, what has to happen? Do you know?
Yes. SMU or Virginia, either one of those teams has to lose. Virginia's playing Virginia Tech. Who's their new coach?
Oh, yeah,
James
right.
Franklin.
James Franklin's going
Penn
in.
State.
He's going to do his hokey thing now.
But maybe, think about this, maybe the Virginia Tech team wants to show the new coach Franklin they can play. Now, he's not actively coaching the game.
But he was there. I saw a video, and I also caught some of the comments that he made as he was being welcomed.
So that's
And I was really impressed. He sounded like he was really upbeat about it.
And then you're looking at SMU's really good.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be at Cal. So Cal plays a good game. It's more likely Virginia Tech may upset Virginia, I think, than the other way around.
Oh, the Cal just fired their coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know what the funny thing is about SMU, the irony is that they got the death penalty, quote-unquote death penalty, from the NCAA way back in the day for doing what
is
we're
now
all
legal.
Doing now. All schools are doing now.
Yeah. Isn't that ironic? and they're really good. So if Pitt beats Miami, and that's a tall challenge too, but we know they can do that under Pat Narduzzi. They've done it many times over the years in his 11 seasons where they upset these ranked teams. Then they would play in the ACC championship game, and they would be 7-1.
Fine by me.
In conference play.
And, you know, what kind of a bowl game? What kind of an invite would come from that?
Even if they don't win, with 8 wins, they should get a decent bowl invitation. So hopefully they win and get a shot at the championship.
iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Hard to believe tomorrow is that big travel day, and then Thanksgiving on Thursday. And then Black Friday. Then you've got Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. Of course, every day seems like cyber now. That used to be a thing. But as part of our annual tradition, we check in with Tim and Beverly Pounds from Pounds Turkey Farm in Leechburg. A major change this year to last. Beverly, Tim, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You are early risers, so I appreciate you doing that. But
sure.
Explain to our audience, because for years and years and years, and how I met you, for those that don't know, I did a on-the-job television segment where I went out and actually wrangled some turkeys back in the day. But you've had a significant change in your business, so explain.
Yeah, we did. For 90 years, the Pounds family has raised turkeys. And this year we had a fork in the road and were decided not to raise turkeys, not because we couldn't raise the turkeys. That's always, you know, we've got that down pretty well pat. But we knew we weren't going to be able to sustain the processing end of things. So this year we partnered with Hidden Hollow Turkey Farm, which is in the Altoona area, and we're selling their fresh turkeys this year.
And how has that been for you guys? So obviously a lot less daily work, but people can still get turkeys from you. What's that been like for you?
Well, it's been a lot less stress and less work. Hidden Hollow, we feel, is a good source. It's made a good option for our customers that we can still provide them with a quality turkey, and it's something that we're able to handle, and we feel that it was just God's providence that they brought Hidden Hollow along at the time that it was getting harder for us to keep up.
90 years your family has been doing this, and what's interesting, I think, this year, as I found out, estimates vary, but the cost of making a turkey meal has come down because the big sellers are basically doing lost leader sales for turkeys to get people to come in to buy all the other stuff. Is that what you've heard?
Right. Yeah, they do the free turkeys if you spend, you know, hit a threshold of your spending, you know, in a period of time, or, you know, the 99, 97 cents. So, you know, we've always had that competition. You know, it's just a different approach. So, but yes, I had heard that it was a little cheaper this year too. So, yeah, which seems surprising, given that everything else seems to be costing more.
Right. It is kind of a surprise because you just anticipate, because grocery bills overall have risen in some cases dramatically. So what makes your turkeys different now that you're getting from Hidden Valley?
Well, a couple of things. One is they follow the same feed regimen that we did, which is antibiotic free, and they don't use any type of growth promotants. And just being done on a smaller scale, they're able to pay a little more attention to the details, and we have trust in them. It's just they're a wonderful Mennonite family to work with, and they have higher standards of what they do there.
How did you meet them? How did you find these guys?
Well, actually, it was a long time coming on. We met friends of theirs in Lancaster, who's another Mennonite farmer that we've become friends with back in the 80s, and we go back and forth with on growing turkeys and processing turkeys. And we were down at their farm and looked at their plant before we renovated in 97, and they've been up to look at our place, and it's just been a long time coming.
So how have sales been this year since this is your new business model?
Sales have been pretty strong. We anticipated that probably they would be lower this year. They are slightly lower, but all in all, we've had a lot of new people call us. We've had a lot of old customers return. There was a lot of confusion if we were still in business or not. So we got a lot of questions, you know, are you still there, and those kinds of things. But all in all, we've got about 2,000 folks coming here between yesterday through tomorrow. So yeah, we're feeling pretty confident about that.
Do you have any left, or are you sold out?
Just a few left, probably about a dozen or so we're still taking orders on. So yeah, folks are welcome to give us a call.
And lots of turkey breasts yet.
So what do you guys do for Thanksgiving? You have Chinese food, right?
That seems like a good answer sometimes, but that's sort of another break in tradition for us this year. I've always cooked Thanksgiving dinner. We have about 24, 25 of us now in the family with all the, with Tim's brother, Rick, his partner, and his daughters and their husbands and kids, and our daughters and their husbands and kids. And this year I passed the baton, and my niece is going to be hosting Thanksgiving. So that's a little different too. We're still making the turkey, but we're going to be going to someone else's house. So that'll be a new fun tradition to start.
Oh, that's a new fun tradition. Yeah, because you don't have to do all the work. I'm just curious, before you guys go, do you miss the turkeys? Because I was marveling at you set up these games that the turkeys would play. And Tim, you told me that they love it. They would play like soccer almost, or peck at stuff you had hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, we had turkey toys hanging there for them to peck at, and if there was something new or interesting in the coop, that one would grab it and run. I called it turkey tag, and the other one grabbed something like a corn husk or whatever and go for a touchdown.
Yeah, we have missed the turkeys. They were, you know, it was neat to see some energy up there in the coop, and they were, you know, just to watch them grow was just always a very fulfilling and, you know, just an interesting time of life. So, yes, we have missed having those here.
Well, I'm so happy you're still in the business in a different way. Either way, Tim and Beverly, always enjoyed talking to you guys every year. And, geez, I've known you for now like 20 years. So, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Paul and everyone there, and to all our listeners, all your listeners.
You got it. All right. God bless. Tim and Beverly Pounds from Pounds Turkey Farm in Leechburg. All right, guys.
.com. It's the Big K, Big Three. The biggest three stories we're talking about on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Well, AAA expecting a record-setting year for Thanksgiving travel.
Imagine the last couple Thanksgivings and add more people.
Yeah, like a million more people.
Right. For example, the new airport terminal, they're expecting 300,000 passengers this week, and that would be up 10.5%, Larry, from last year.
So chill, put yourself in that I can deal with anything mode and just take it easy.
Now, in terms of travel weather, we'll be seeing rain through the day and then more rain tomorrow here. Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday, dry but much colder in the Pittsburgh region. But now here's the catch. Heavy snow forecast tomorrow in the Twin Cities metro. So you got possible flight delays out of MSP and lake effect snow expected along the Great Lakes, including Northwest PA.
Yeah, and I heard Ron Smiley, KDK TV, say up to 8 inches there. So not too far from here.
And after the game Saturday in Atlanta,
No doubt about it. Our kids played their butts off today on the road down in Atlanta. You know, I couldn't be more proud of our football team. You know, the attitude they took all week, we knew it was a must-win game, and we came down and stole it.
And that's what Pat Narduzzi and the Panthers are planning to do again against Miami.
Yeah, Georgia Tech was top 10 at one point, was 16th on Saturday, and they have moved themselves into a position where the Miami Hurricanes come to close out the regular season Saturday at noon at Acrisure. And next hour, we're going to talk to Pitt Athletic Director Alan Green. There's a lot going on and a lot to like. And still,
that was a fun game to watch. Wild, but fun.
ACC championship is still on the table for the Panthers.
Gobble, gobble.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.